Welcome to WFIU's featured classical CD podcast. I'm David Wood. Each week, we highlight new releases and classic recordings currently airing on WFIU and online at WFIU.org. This week, we turn the clock back 13 years. In 1996, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir released the CD An American Heritage of Spirituals under conductor Albert McNeil. And to make sure they were going about things the right way, they brought on board the great arranger, composer, and conductor Moses Hogan. Hogan died 7 years later, but his legacy remains as a champion of the spiritual and its performance. This is a treasury from the great spiritual arrangers H.T. Burley, William L. Dawson, and Jester Hairston, among others. Classics like I Want Jesus stand shoulder to shoulder with Albert McNeil's own compositions, including All My Trials. The massive Tabernacle Choir delivers a powerful performance of these incredibly personal pieces, and it still rings true all these years later. Whether you're an old fan of the choir or of the genre, you're going to be rewarded with this purchase. Our quick pick this week is the latest CD from Pavel Yervy and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. A complete performance of Dmitri Shostakovich's Symphony No. 10 is matched up with Estonian composer Veljo Tormis's Overture No. 2, a composition that Shostakovich himself told Tormis would work well as a movement of a symphony that, as to now, remains unwritten. You can find out how to purchase this week's featured CD, An American Heritage of Spirituals, and others on our website, wfiu.org/arts. A portion of the proceeds from each sale helps to support WFIU. If you want to stay up to date with WFIU's programming, special events, and contests, join the WFIU Public Radio Group on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at WFIUArts, or sign up today for the WFIU e-newsletter at WFIU.org. With this week's featured classical CD podcast, I'm David Wood.